USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo postponing a planned trip to Ukraine today because of continued troubles at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, sparked by Iranian-backed demonstrators unhappy with U.S. policy, including a recent strike on an Iranian-backed militia. Colorado Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett says Iran's been the biggest problem in the world lately, and it's only getting bigger.
Iran has been continuing to do its malevolent acts all over the region, but it's now backstopped by centrifuges that are spinning nuclear materials.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is calling for what he calls shocking action against the U.S., declaring himself no longer bound by a pledge to halt missile testing and promising to show off a new strategic weapon soon. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The U.S. consulate in the Mexican border city of Nuevo Laredo has issued a security alert. The consulate saying in a tweet that it's received reports of gunfights and at least three deaths throughout the city south of the Texas border in the past 36 hours. U.S. government employees were urged to shelter in place. The city is one of the Mexican cities where the U.S. government has sent asylum seekers to wait as their cases are decided. Top officials with the Detroit Fire Department are investigating a photo of a firefighting crew standing in front of a vacant home as it burned on Tuesday night. The picture, they say, was intended to be a sentimental photo for a retiring battalion chief, but Detroit Fire Commissioner Eric Jones has released a statement saying that if that photo is verified, the firefighters involved will be disciplined. Find us online anytime or at USA Radio.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Leaders of the Detroit Fire Department are now investigating a photograph of a firefighting crew posing in front of a vacant home as it burned out of control on Tuesday night. The picture was intended, they say, to be a sentimental photo for a retiring battalion chief. However, the DFD Commissioner Eric Jones called it inappropriate and says if the photo is verified, those firefighters will be disciplined. Legendary pitcher Don Larsen has died at 90, passing away after a battle with cancer. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
In 1956, he reached the height of baseball glory with the Yankees when he threw a perfect game and the only no-hitter in World Series history.
Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three!
New York Daily News' Bill Madden was at that game.
He's obviously an historic figure in sports history because he pitched the only perfect game in World Series history. No one has done it since. It was an iconic event in baseball.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the singer of several well-known songs from the Schoolhouse Rock series of the 70s has passed away. Jazz trumpeter Jack Sheldon died at the age of 88. He performed songs like Conjunction Junction and I'm Just a Bill from the popular animated series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.